traditional leadership, in our opinion, kind of post-World War II, was, if you think about it, it was primarily following this kind of a moat figure. Think Pat, you know, some really charismatic, kind of macho figure. And he would be the leader. And to follow the leader meant you didn't question them. They showed no faults, a little bit of humanity, but they were pretty emote. And the idea was you followed them blindly as, you know, bullets were whizzing past your ear. That kind of evolved over time. And we started people started to use more of the sports analogy, kind of a little bit ad nauseum, if you will. And it was, you know, do it for the team, do it for the Gipper, and all this kind of silliness. But it was still this really kind of type A, primarily male-centered figure that people followed. And he was, you know, typically large physically, large kind of mentally, meaning, you know, personality, ego-wise, etc. And usually you didn't question someone like that. You just kind of, that was the quarterback, and you followed the team, and, you know, sometimes you got knocked on your butt doing it, but that's what you did. Our philosophy is actually that because business is human and we're all human, we all have issues, and we're all vulnerable, and we all have faults. And it takes actually a much stronger individual to admit their vulnerabilities to a team, to their team. So, for example, our leadership work is centered around, listen, it's okay to tell the folks that work for you what you're great at, whether that's a, you know, business acumen or technical expertise or industry expertise, or, you know, you know the most about whatever, your maven in your particular discipline. But actually, you'll be a stronger leader if you're able to be transparent and admit your vulnerabilities. And so that might mean something as silly as, you know, listen, you know, I have a scarcity mentality, and it comes from X. This is how I grew up, and this is what I do, my belief systems, etc. But because I have a scarcity mentality, here's the type of things that I do. I tend to panic at the end of the month when the sales numbers aren't in, or the end of the quarter, and I do silly things, and I put unnecessary pressure on you as a team, and I'm not proud of it, and I want to get over it, so I'm giving you permission, you know, to call me on it. That's going to make me a better leader. And what it does is it says, wow, this guy's human. He's not perfect. He's got a fault. He's given me permission to call him on it. So when he's doing something that's, you know, I don't agree with, or I know that he wants to kind of get over, I can call him on it. Cool. And by the way, I'm probably going to model that behavior now as someone leading somebody that's transparent and vulnerable. So that's kind of how we believe leadership looks like